during World War II was called Camp Campbell. And the way it worked is the government had this pre-built model on what a military base, a military training base was supposed to look like. And they sent people out and they said, hey, you need to find a spot. This is what we want. Go find it. Right? And they built bases for camps, is what they were called, all over the country. And then they would build, they would train a unit, like just like we did in Camp Claiborne in Louisiana. Camp Campbell was started, and it was an armored training camp. And so Fort Campbell trained armored units. I think they had two full iterations, maybe a third, during World War II. And those units would then deploy to the front in Europe in support of the war. And the 101st doesn't go to Campbell until 1956.
That makes sense.
So,
okay.
Before that, though, we go to war for the 101st. We do the full battle. We are there from June 6, 1944 until November of 1945, and we're deactivated in France. And so they shut us down, essentially. They say, hey, we don't need the 101st right now, and the soldiers have to go somewhere else.
Gotcha.
And what happens is the 11th Airborne Division goes to Fort Campbell shortly after the war, after they leave Japan, and they occupy Fort Campbell. And so it does a couple things. They're there for a while, and then they get sent to Korea and stuff like that. We do a basic training camp. I actually met a veteran who went to basic training at Fort Campbell in 1950. So that was a really awesome experience. That was a super small world, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine. That's incredible.
Yeah, and so I will say when they were training soldiers, basic training-wise, at the time Camp Campbell, it might have been Fort Campbell, I don't remember the date off the top of my head, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
When they were training those soldiers at Camp Campbell and Fort Campbell in the 50s, they were using the 101st patch because they said, hey, we want to retain the unit's heritage, right? And we want to use these units from World War II, but they're not like the 101st Airborne Division. They're just a training patch. And then when they go to their unit, they take the patch off and they put on their unit patch.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we don't get there until 56. And you know, we're there from 56 until Vietnam, technically, because at the time, do you know a lot about how the Army works with permanent change of duty station?
A little bit. I know enough to be dangerous.
Right. So like, I get put on orders and I'm supposed to PCS to, we'll just say something very easy, like Fort Bragg or Fort Liberty, North Carolina, right?
Sure.
And I move to Fort Liberty, I bring my wife and my kids with me, and they come with me. And then I deploy the next day, and they stay there, and they live their lives. That's not how it worked in the Army until after Vietnam. So during Vietnam, when the unit deployed, the unit left the post. The post was like, hey, you're not supposed to be here. You need to go somewhere else.
Wow.
So Fort Campbell's, yeah, wow indeed. So Fort Campbell is occupied by the 101st all the way up into Vietnam, and then at the end of 67, beginning of 68, we leave, and it turns back into a basic training camp, unironically enough. And that's why the families have to go, is because, hey, they're like, hey, there's a basic training here. They need to sleep somewhere, so you've got to go somewhere else. And so that was one of the things the Army changed after Vietnam, because, you know, as you can imagine, that can be very difficult, especially as we transitioned into a volunteer Army. It's like, hey, and, you know, we did, like, make you have your, you know, wife and, you know, firstborn go somewhere else that's not where they should be, right? So
right.
It was a different time, and, you know, the Army's changed a lot since then. But we leave, and we almost don't come back to Fort Campbell. And that was due to the air assault change at Vietnam.
Right.
Vietnam.
Okay.
And Fort Campbell just didn't have the support, like, logistically. It didn't have the airfields, and it didn't have the hangars and all this stuff for helicopters. And they were like, it's going to cost a lot to do that. What's the game plan? And so they did a cost estimate, and it was between Fort Campbell and Hunter Airfield Base, at Fort Stewart, which is out just outside of Fort Stewart in Georgia, and they said it's only like $1,000 more to send him to Fort Campbell. And so we come back to Fort Campbell, thankfully, and we're able to continue here at Fort Campbell. And after that, we have not left since then.